Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you open your Bibles this morning to Mark, the 11th chapter? Oh, yeah. Mark 11 and 22. For some weeks now, we've been on a subject we've calling Faith to Receive, and this is our main text. Verse 22, Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." The margin of my Bible says, have the faith of God. "For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." These are the words of the Master. They are true. This is the way to operate. People can mock and they can scoff, but they don't realize who they're making fun of. No preacher today or yesterday spoke these words. This was Jesus. Jesus, the Master. He's the one that said, if you'd say it and not doubt in your heart, but believe what you said would come to pass, you'd have what you say. Oh, y'all are just Haganites, Copelandites. Y'all are just, how about Jesusites? He's the one that said this. He's the one that said this. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Just like this. Well, if you believe it, then you ought to act like it, right? You ought to say things. And not doubt in your heart, but believe that they come to pass. Verse 24. Jesus said, "Therefore, I say to you," now this is also continuing with the thought of having faith in God or having the faith of God, "what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Say those last two phrases out loud. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Say it two more times. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. One more time. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. What would this work on? Well, he said, anything you desired. Well, I desire a well body. Well, that's how you get it. I desire to come out of debt and get better off financially. That's how you get it. I desire wisdom to know what to do in my marriage. That's how you get it. No matter what it is, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, and the just, we walk by faith. And he mentions two different applications of faith. It's not the only two, but it's two of the main ones. Now, in talking about this, I want you to go over to 1 Corinthians 4. And then we'll find Hebrews 11 as well. 1 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews 11. For years, the church, in large part, has been working on the wrong side. They're working on the God side. Anybody know what I mean by that? They're working on the God end of it, trying to get God to move. Trying to get God to heal. Trying to get God to bless. And the church has been taught, many, many circles, to beg and to plead. So prayer in so many circles is little more than begging. Please, God. Please, God, heal us. Please, God, bless us. Please, God. Please, God. That is working on God's end of it, like we're waiting on Him to do it. Are y'all with me now? How many understand Much of the church world is doing this. Much more is doing this than something else. Please God, bless us. God help us. God heal us. Working on the God end of it. But that's not what Jesus taught. We just got through reading Mark 11, 23 and 24. Did he say, if you got a mountain in the way, beg God to move it. Bombard the gates of heaven. Press God until God makes the mountain move. No, he could have said it that way if that's the way it was. And if that's what he wanted us to do. But he didn't. Again and again, Jesus, instead of talking about the God end of it, he talked about the man end. Didn't he? And he would tell people again and again, only believe. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. Somebody say, your faith.
Your faith.
Your faith. Well, that's not working on the God end. That's working on the man end. And after all, that shouldn't be a big surprise to us that the man end is the one that needs the work. Not the God end. Not the God side. God's already perfect. God's faithful. You don't have to plead with God to be faithful. You don't have to plead with God to be kind and to be gracious and to be good. He already is. He was before you said anything. Let me remind you of some of these cases. Don't try to turn to these, but in Matthew 9:22, Jesus told the woman, he said, be of good comfort, the woman with the issue of blood. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith made you well. The blind Bartimaeus, Jesus said, go, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. You know, the 10 lepers came and were healed, and one of them came back to give thanks. Jesus told him, said, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Somebody say, your faith has made you well. What did it? Jesus said, your faith did it. Now, people want to get all, you know, annoyed about it and agitated. Preacher, are you saying that you can initiate your own healing with your faith? No. No, I wouldn't say that. Jesus said it. Jesus told them their faith healed them. Are y'all with me now? This has not been taught properly and powerfully and thoroughly enough. Because we still got millions of people that they don't believe this. They don't live like this. They're still begging God. The way they do everything is to beg God and to plead with God and see if it's his will. How would we know if it's his will? Well, if it happens, then we'll know it was his will. If it didn't happen, then obviously it wasn't his will. That's confusion. That's ignorance of the Bible. The scripture said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why he gave us this Bible. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit, for us to find out what the will of God is and then go for it and take our faith and receive it and lay hold of it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the work is on the man end, not the God end. And the faith is the determining factor again and again. Would you go with me to, you're in Hebrews 11, aren't you? Well, that's a good place too. Well, we'll read it while you're there. 1 Corinthians 4 and 7. 1 Corinthians 4. Who makes you to differ from another? He said, and what have you that you did not receive? Did you see that phrase right there? What do you have that you did not receive? What's the understood answer to that?
Nothing.
In other words, everything you've got, you received. How are you going to get it? Everything you want to get. Everything you need to get. How are you going to get it? You must receive it. You must receive it. Your salvation, your forgiveness of sin. You must receive it. And Jesus said it this way, whatever you desire, whatever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe. How do you receive it? You believe you receive it. Now we said if you look up this word receive, and it's an interesting study. If you care to do it sometime, if you don't have an Englishman's concordance or something like that, it might be a little more difficult. You can get a strong concordance and do it. But look up the Greek word everywhere it's translated in the New Testament, and you'll find that same word when he says believe that you receive, that word for receive is just as often translated take or took. Just as often. It's an interesting study. And it begins to put a different light on it. The word literally means to take, to lay hold of. So Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you take it. Hmm? Have Christians been taught to do that? No, they've been taught to beg and leave it up to God. But you can't leave up to God what He's left up to you. You can try, but it doesn't work. You ever played a game of checkers or chess or something like that? And you're playing the game, and maybe you looked, you know, the other guy was taking too long, and you're looking around, and he moved, and you didn't see it. And you turn back and look at the board, and you're thinking, finally you say, come on, you know, move. You say, well, I already moved. You thought you were waiting on him to move, but he's waiting on you to move. God has already moved.
Yes.
And what a move.
Yes, sir.
God moved at Calvary.
Yes.
God moved at the scourging post.
Yes.
He moved at the cross.
Yes.
Jesus took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. By stripes we're healed. He took our sins. He took our iniquities. He took the chastisement of our peace.
Yes.
He was made poor for us. He has already moved. And he said, it is finished.
Yes.
And he went to the heart of the earth. And he destroyed death. He's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He's been raised from the dead. He's sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. He has already moved. He's already done everything that he'll ever need to do to save anybody or heal anybody or deliver anybody. He's already done it. That's why Isaiah, looking forward to the redemptive work, he said, with his stripes, we are healed. First Peter says, though, this side of the cross, by his stripes, you were healed. It's already done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Believe You Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303H. That's R1303H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.